Leviticus chapter 18. And the Lord spoke to Moses and said, Speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, I am the Lord your God. You will not act according to the practices of the land of Egypt in which you lived, and you will not act according to the practices of the land of Canaan to which I am bringing you, and you shall not walk in their statutes. You will act in accordance with my regulations, and you will keep my statutes by walking in them. I am the Lord your God. And you will keep my statutes and my regulations, which a man shall do and live by. I am the Lord. No man will approach any kinsman of the flesh to uncover nakedness. I am the Lord. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father, or the nakedness of your mother. She is your mother. You shall not uncover her nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of the wife of your father. It is the nakedness of your father. As for the nakedness of your sister, the daughter of your father, or the daughter of your mother, whether born at home or born away from home, you shall not uncover her nakedness. As for the nakedness of your son's daughter or your daughter's daughter, you shall not uncover their nakedness, for they are your nakedness. As for the nakedness of the daughter of your father's wife, your father's offspring, she is your sister. You shall not uncover her nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's sister. She is your father's kin. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your mother's sister, for she is your mother's kin. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's brother. You shall not approach his wife. She is your aunt. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your daughter-in-law. She is your son's wife. You shall not uncover her nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your brother's wife. It is your brother's nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of a woman and her daughter, nor will you take her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter to uncover her nakedness. They are her kin. It is lewdness. And you will not take a woman to wife in addition to her sister, which would cause strife in uncovering her nakedness as well as the first ones, while she is still alive. And you will not approach a woman in her time of being set apart for her menstrual impurity, uncovering her nakedness. And you shall not lie in intercourse with your fellow citizen's wife, so being defiled by her. And you shall not let any of your seed impregnate prostitutes of Molech, and you shall not profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. You shall not lie with a male as in the act of lying with a woman. It is an abomination. And you shall not let your intercourse be with any animal, so defiling yourself with it. And a woman shall not stand before an animal so that it copulates with her. It is a perversion. Do not defile yourselves with any of these. For the Gentiles are defiled by all of these, whom I am casting out before you. And the land is defiled, and I will visit it for its iniquity, and the land will vomit up its inhabitants. And you will keep my statutes and my regulations, and you will not commit any of these abominations, neither the native nor the foreigner who is living in your midst. For the men of the land who were before you committed all these abominations, and the land has become defiled, so that the land does not vomit you up for your defiling of it, as it vomited up the nation which was before you. For as for anyone who commits any of the abominations, the individuals who commit them will be cut off from the midst of their people. And you will keep my charge not to engage in any abominable statutes which were committed before you, and you will not defile yourselves with them. I am the Lord your God.